Dan's big cuddle. You want a big cuddle? Well, it's lunchtime, Thomas.
No!
What's this?
Oh, have money.
Let's have some lunch.
No!
Because we've got to go out this afternoon,
no.
Haven't we? We have.
No.
What, shall we have some lunch? Some breadsticks?
Oh, yeah. Cheese, onion.
Cheese and onion? Or we can have some cheese, can't we?
Oh,
you will bump your head if you don't come up from under the table.
Oh, dear.
My sun's shining now. You don't like the sunshine? Why don't you like the sunshine? Because you've bumped your head. You seem very tired.
Mommy, kiss it better for
you.
It's not better yet.
Is it not better yet? Was it a really bad bump?
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart. Is that any better?
No. Come in, Mommy.
No, you've got to have a bib, Thomas. If we're going out this afternoon, we've got to have a bib. Look at the sun. I don't know what the window cleaners are doing, Thomas, because...
They're off now.
Well, they're funny, aren't they, because they were here. It can't have been yesterday, because Mummy wasn't at home yesterday. It must have been sometime on Tuesday. Okay. And they're back again, aren't they? Perhaps they didn't get out all the windows finished on Tuesday. I've just pinched one of your crisps, that was nice.
Big one.
There's some of them, they're quite big, aren't they? And if it stays... Oh, thank you, sweetheart. You're sharing your crisps with Mummy.
Yeah.
That's a good boy. If it stays nice this afternoon, shall we go to the beehive?
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Till now.
Because you've not really had a very good morning, have you? We've not been able to do a lot this morning. So perhaps go to the beehive this afternoon. We'll go on the bus.
Eat it.
Shall we do that?
Eat it.
What are you eating? Crisps?
Yes, Mummy eat it.
Mummy eat it.
Mummy eat it.
Bears eat it. Well, I'm just slicing some bread to make a sandwich. I think I'll do some coffee for myself while I can. Well, we could go on the bus, Thomas, into Dilsbury. We could go to the beehive for a short while, not the whole afternoon. Because we've got to do some shopping, haven't we? We could do our shopping and walk home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Does that sound like a good idea? Would you like to do that? We need to get some milk when we go out.
Crisps.
I was going to make a cheese sandwich. some spreading cheese on. And the butter's hard, the margarine's hard, isn't it?
Mmm.
Oh, it's come out of the fridge and it's really not easy.
Not easy
to spread, no.
No.
No. You understand these things, don't you, Thomas?
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, take it from me, sweetheart. It's not easy to spread.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Not easy.
Not easy, no. Hold it.
No, there's no point holding it, darling, because it's going back in the fridge in a second as soon as I put it on the bread. You like your crisps, don't you, Thomas?
No, no, no.
There's a lady Mummy works with, and we have lunch together on Wednesdays. And she always has a bag of crisps with her sandwiches. Always, always. And she was going to the vet today because she's got a little hamster and her hamster's pawing.
Beep, beep!
Beep, beep!
One bent. One broken.
One broken, yes. That crisp looks like you've had a bite out of it, have you?
Mm.
You've had a little bite. There you are, Thomas. There's a cheese sandwich. That's got spreading cheese on it.
Another bite on it.
Well, that's not a bite. It's just sometimes the bread has little holes in it, doesn't it? And that's just a little hole in the bread. Nobody's bitten it, I promise you. And here's some other cheese. I'm going to slice a banana up for you. Do you like that? There you are. This morning was still in the bag. Mummy had taken the bag straight upstairs before unpacking the shopping. Now I'll slice the banana and put it in a small bowl for you, Thomas.
Small bowl.
So if we go to the beehive this afternoon, who do you think you'll see?
Jake Kelly.
Jake Kelly?
Yeah.
And who else?
I don't need them all.
Well, I don't think they'll be going today because they've been to Bruntwood Park this morning. Because they rang up to see if we wanted to go with them, but we couldn't because Mummy had an appointment, didn't she?
Appointment?
An appointment, yes. An appointment with the doctor.
The train.
You're making a train with your cubes of cheese. There you are, there's a banana.
Minute. That's it.
We'll have to go to the shop again, Thomas, for some apples, won't we? Because we've only got one apple left now. You seem to go through an awful lot of fruit. Which I suppose is a good thing, isn't it?
It's been a trash. Crash.
It's been a crash?
Mmm.
What, with the train made from cheese? Oh dear, what's happened?
The gladder. More steps.
Well, you're building some steps now with the cheese, aren't
you? Oh! All fall over.
All fall over.
Crash!
Eat a little bit of sandwich, won't you, please?
Banana.
And banana, that's right, yes.
No sticks.
Would you like a breadstick as well?
No sticks.
There you are, a breadstick.
Two steps.
Two steps.
I know.
I'm fascinated with making steps from bits of cheese, Thomas.
Oh dear!
But you don't really play with your Lego bricks an awful lot, do you?
No!
And they're specially for building. You could build all sorts with your building bricks. Mummy's going to join you now.
Rash.
Are you going to eat some cheese?
No.
Just going to play with it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe one day, Mummy's. Body up.
You might be hungry later on. If we go out this afternoon, you
can't do it.
You can't start saying you're hungry, can you?
No. Huh?
Oh, you've got so much to choose from, haven't you? Sandwiches, a breadstick, cheese, banana, and crisps. Would you like a drink?
A piece of wood.
You're pretending the cheese is like a piece of wood.
Mold of wood. A drum couch. The dumper truck.
Big dumper truck?
Please.
Now, eat your lunch first, Thomas.
No. I'm a dumper truck.
Are you telling me to get off my chair and go and fetch one? You want me to get off my chair and go and fetch your dumper truck?
Yeah.
I will get the dumper truck when you eat something for lunch.
Dumper truck, please.
Oh, Thomas, come on, you've only had one bite of breadstick. You've got to eat a little bit more before I get off my chair. Look, can you see the window cleaner now? He's climbing up the ladder to Sue's bedroom window, isn't he?
No, dumper truck, please. Get off a chair and I'm gonna fetch one.
Get off a chair and fetch one? Oh, I think the window cleaner is going to come here now, isn't he? So I need to go and unlock the door at the back. He's knocking at the door, I'll go and open it. Yes, it's the window cleaner. We always have to unlock the gate at the back so that he can get his ladders around. So you keep watching, and in a moment he'll be coming, won't he, with his ladders?
I missed him! drop. I'm missing Tom.
I don't think you're missing him, Thomas. He's not been yet.
Dumper truck.
Oh, there's lunch, Thomas.
No.
Because when we're out, you can't start telling me that you're hungry.
Not hungry.
Is it this very small dumper truck you want?
Yeah.
How's that?
Be a wash. Wash now.
It will need a wash when you finish, won't it?
Wash. It's having a wash now.
No, it won't be having a wash yet. We'll let it wait till the end of lunch and then it can have a wash when you finish. Breadstick knives.
Have a new wash. Potatoes.
Oh, I see. You're pretending the cheese is potato. Are you loading potatoes into the back of the dumper truck?
Yeah. Be a wash. Carrots.
I don't know where the window cleaner's gone to, Thomas, because he rang the bell asking for us to open the gate at the back, and we have done, and his bucket's standing at the front. He's disappeared.
Disappeared.
He's disappeared.
Be washed now. Make a wash. Be a wash.
Well, it's good to have some sandwich, Thomas. Have a piece of sandwich. Do you like a bite of mummies?
No.
Go on, it's a nice sandwich.
A piece of bite,
that's right. You have a bite. You have a bite from the piece of bread. Is that nice?
Make the rose.
Oh, it sounds like the man might be here now.
Make a wash. Eat it. Instead of mummy's tummy's out. Make carrots.
Oh, it's carrots now, is it, that's in the back of the dumper truck? You're pretending the cheese is carrot.
Make real carrots. Pat, 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 pat.
Auntie Mabel's carrots. Like on the programme.
Cut it off.
You're eating banana now, is that nice?
One bite the cheese.
You can bite the cheese, yes, you can eat the cheese. I think the window cleaner is at Linda and Brian's house because I can hear talking.
Tasty carrot.
You're pretending the cheese is a carrot and you're saying tasting the carrot. Tasting carrot. Does it taste nice?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I'm a chicken cook. Did that too, please.
Pardon?
Did it out.
What would you like to get out of the digger?
The digger. Digger. Big digger, please.
The big digger?
Yeah, big digger.
Well, have a little bit more to eat first.
Yeah, the window cleaner. See him.
Oh, you can see the window cleaner. Yes, he's at the front window now, isn't he?
Here's the big digger. Baby digger. Big digger.
I'll get the big digger if you have a little bit more sandwich to eat, Thomas.
One sandwich.
Yes, you have some sandwich. That's a nice one to have, look. That's lovely soft, isn't it?
No. Looks like a big digger.
In a minute.
It's done now.
Oh, is the window cleaner washing the window at the front?
Yeah. I've been at him.
You're looking at him?
He's waving at him.
Oh, you're waving at him. Is he waving back? Is he waving back at you, Thomas?
No, don't know.
Oh, well, he'll be going up his ladders in a moment, perhaps, to clean the bathroom window.
Open the gate.
Is he open? Oh, yes, open the gate.
One piece. And another carrot.
There we are. Yes, he's washing the windows. He'll be coming to do the big door in a minute. The patio door, won't he? Is the juice nice?
Yes, it is. Come back.
Oh, it's another. We've got two window cleaners now. We've got one going up the ladders to clean the front of the house.
One doing.
And the other one's cleaning the kitchen window and about to come and do the patio door.
Done now! We did a blade.
In a moment, we'll wait till the window cleaner's come and then we'll get the big digger. And it's quite a cold day for them having to clean windows today, isn't it? Mind you, they maybe feel quite warm because they're moving around. If you have to move around, if you have to move your arms as quickly as they're moving them, it's a bit like the scarecrow, isn't it?
More carrot.
More carrot.
Yeah,
another man coming.
One man's washing, yeah. One man come.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Big white one.
Yeah. I don't know whether they want a drink. We can ask the man when he comes, can't we? And the man walks round the corner.
No.
Oh, yes. We'll just ask if he wants a drink. Are you all right for a drink? Right, yes, what's about your other chappy?
Yeah, he has one sugar, I have one sugar.
Right, in tea or coffee?
Tea, please.
Right, tea with milk.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, thanks. We're going to make some tea. Going to make some tea for the window cleaners.
Yeah.
Because it's a very cold day, isn't it, Tom? Mm. And they've been working hard. But in the summer we usually give them a drink because it's very warm, isn't it? And they're hot. And today it's because they're cold and they weren't warming up. Shall we put some milk in the cups?
No, my man gone.
Has the other man gone?
Gone now.
Yes.
They did it, please. With your nose. When gone. When men gone. Women gone.
Right, shall we put some sugar in the cups? Look. We said they both had a spoonful of sugar, look. One spoon in that cup. And one spoon in that cup. And usually you put sugar in after the tea's made, but we haven't made the tea yet, so put it in with the milk. And we'll stir the sugar into the milk, and then when we add the tea we'll give it another stir. I think we'll just stop the tape because the sound of the kettle is over. He's gone, he'll come back in a moment. So you were saying nappy change window because he put the ladder up and he climbed up to your bedroom window, didn't he? And that's the window where you have your nappy changed.
Biddo Billy's.
It's in the tea, but I'll have to leave it a few minutes to brew. You want the digger? I'm sorry, sweetheart. There you are. A digger. A big digger. Now don't forget, you've still got to eat some more sandwich, Thomas. Because you're going to go out this afternoon and you're going to complain that you're a hungry boy. Nice for them. Mummy's got to go and find them now, hasn't she? Oh, are you giving the digger man some cheese?
That one.
Right, Mummy's going to find the window thing. They're at Fred's house now. Huh? What we'll do, Thomas, we'll pop a drop of milk into this milk jug. We'll leave it on the table outside. And then if Mummy hasn't put quite enough milk in, Gordon. They can pop a little drop more in that if they want, can't they? If we do go out this afternoon, we're going to have to wrap up really warm.
No.
Mummy's going to have a little piece of pumpkin now to finish her lunch. Would you like some?
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. That's better. What's the digger man doing? Is he jumping?
Oops-a-daisy.
And don't forget to eat your banana, there it is. What's the digger man doing, Thomas? Has he jumped all the way back into his cab?
Well, get off it.
He's getting off it. Is he jumping down?
Galloping.
Is he galloping?
Food.
That's what he's doing, is it? He's galloping.
A man doing.
Do you want something for the chairs to sit down? All right.
Down the wrong hole.
Oh, have you all right?
I'm sorry.
Do you want a cloth so you can sit on the chairs? Are you all right?
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay, feel free to sit down. But if no, it's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the man's drinking his tea, isn't he? What was he doing? Coughing, because it went down the wrong hole, didn't it? He said. It's rude to stare, Thomas. When the men are working and they're climbing up the ladders, it's all right to watch that, but it's not nice to stare now, is it? You see, when Bob the Builder's working and he works very hard, he needs a little rest sometimes, doesn't he? He sits down and has a little tea break. That's right, you're eating some more cheese. And what about the digger man? Do you think your digger man deserves a little rest?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been working hard, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And not only has he been working hard, he's been galloping up and down his digger.
Mm-hmm.
Probably will have a Sony. Oh, he's fallen out of his digger.
He's hiding.
Is he hiding in the bucket of the digger?
She's a...
Get You've eaten all the cheese, haven't you? Good boy. Are you going to have some banana?
No. The Grinch.
What are you saying?
The Grinch.
Don't stare, Thomas. Don't stare.
Two heads.
Are we going to go on a bus?
No.
No? I think we should go on the bus.
Oh, no.
No? Oh, Thomas, that's not like you to refuse a ride on a bus, is it? You like riding on buses normally, don't you? Well, if we go on the bus, we can get there quicker.
Hide it. Hiding.
The digger man's hiding in the digger. Mm-hmm. He's very high up. If he falls out of there, he will hurt himself, won't he?
No.
I think he will.
Heard him.
You heard him? What did he say? He said again. Is that what he said? That's a funny noise. What's the digger man saying? What's he saying? I would imagine he's shouting, "Help, help, let me down, I'm trapped in the bucket at the top of the digger." Isn't that what he's saying? Is that not what he's saying to us? Oh, he's fallen down now.
My helmet.
I bet he's bumped his helmet. It's a jolly good job he was wearing a helmet. Oh, dear. No banging.
Bumped his bottom.
I bet he bumped his bottom. Is it sore now?
A bump.
Do you think the driver might like something to eat? A sandwich or a piece of banana?
Poor window.
Oh, he's fallen off now, hasn't he? Poor digger man. What shall we call the digger man? Shall we call him Doug?
Yes.
Doug. Douglas the digger man.
Not Doug.
Do you like the name Douglas?
No.
Doug, you don't like the name Douglas? Doug for short. I think Doug the Digger Man is quite a nice name. In fact, you've got a storybook about two characters called Dig and Doug, haven't you? Dig and Doug?
Yeah.
Is that all you're going to say to me?
Dig and Doug.
Dig and Doug and Daisy too.
Oh dear digger.
You're making lots of bangs, aren't you? Right, shall we have a little break now?
Yeah.
I think we will, because you're not saying an awful lot, are you? Sue's come home from work.
What's this?
Shall we take the pieces out?
Yeah.
It's a jigsaw puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, it's made in Spain, Thomas. This, it says on the back, made in Spain. Right, old MacDonald. Where's old MacDonald?
Yeah.
Which one is the farmer?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Right, well, shall we put old MacDonald there in the middle of the field? No. Look at the shape of it. It's the shape of old MacDonald, isn't it? That's right. We'll put him there first and then he can look after everybody. What's he wearing?
Hat.
A hat and... He's wearing green Wellingtons.
Wellingtons.
Who else has green Wellingtons?
Grandad.
Grandad. And also Dorothy from Postman Pat. Do you remember Postman Pat delivered her a parcel? It was green Wellingtons. Right, old MacDonald had a farm. And on that farm he had a pig.
Pig.
Right, wait now, is that a pig shape? Yes, I think it is. Does that fit in there?
Yeah.
Yes. So old MacDonald's chewing a piece of corn and he's got a little chicken in his hand. And now he's got a pig to look after. Who else lived on the farm? A cockerel. That's another thing that Alf Thompson has on his farm in the Postman Pat book, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says a cockerel crows. Cock-a-doodle-doo. So, shall we put the cockerel?
A barn.
Cockerel there. And the barn then. Where does the sheep go? Does it stay there?
Yeah.
That's lovely. And there's only one more thing on old MacDonald's farm, and that's a...
Moon cow.
A moon cow. And can you find where that slots into?
That way. That way. Sunshine there.
Yes, the sunshine there. The sun is shining down on all the animals. Oh, I see. Now old MacDonald's got his cow and his pig and his sheep and his cockerel. He's got it. He's gone for a walk round, has he?
Yeah.
Look, here's another old MacDonald from your tractor set. He's wearing a hat as well, isn't he? And has he got green Wellingtons?
No socks. Not fit.
Look. Also in your tractor, we've got a cow, a pig, and a sheep. But we've also got a dog, haven't we? There isn't a dog on the jigsaw puzzle.
No.
Don't throw, Thomas. That's not nice, is it? Do you want to do the jigsaw again? Shall I show you how to get the pieces out? At the back of the board, there are little holes that you just push your finger in. And the little pieces lift out like that.
Do it.
Let's put the farmer back, and then you put your finger underneath and push him out through the hole. Really look.
I push him again.
Want to push him again? Oh! He's a jumping old MacDonald, isn't he?
Yes, you liked him. Let you.
You liked him? Did you say I like you?
Yeah.
I like you.
And then.
Pushing your fingers through the holes.
Yeah. Big man. Big man.
Is he a big man?
Yes.
He needs to be a big strong man to look after all those animals, doesn't he?
It's lots.
Well, why don't you do the jigsaw again and then push them all out?
Push them all out. Push them all out.
You've got to make it first before anybody can pop out, haven't you?
Yes. No.
And that's another jigsaw here as well, a tiny little jigsaw. But that's not the same, is it? We don't need to push those out.
Yay.
Can you hear Alice talking?
No.
Right, shall we put the other things back?
No.
And then you can push them all out. There's the sheep. The cockerel. And the cow. And...
Snot, snot.
And the what?
Snot.
The pig.
Pig.
What did you call him?
Knot knot.
Knot knot? What on earth's a knot knot?
Yeah. Very knot knot.
A funny knot knot?
Yeah.
Of course it's a piggy wig wig.
No. No, it's real dead.
Well, do you want to put the pieces into the tractor?
Yes. I'll follow us. Better than the man drove. Oh dear.
Oh dear. The cockerel's flown away, hasn't it?
Flown away. Flown away.
Shall we turn the tractor around so that you can put the animal straight into the trailer?
Yeah.
Let's open the back of the trailer. Like that. And then they can go straight inside.
I need a wash.
Who needs a wash? Shall we take the tractor cab? And then you've just got a nice trailer, haven't you? It's all got Velcro on it, Thomas. It's very sticky, isn't it?
Straightening the thing. Oh dear,
what's happened?
Oh dear.
Has it fallen on the floor?
Yes. Yeah,
I think the lamb sits there.
No, sits down.
And the pig. Where does the pig sit? There?
No, there. No, no. The tractor, please.
The tractor?
Please.
I shall run me home the tractor and trailer. And then we can put the animal straight inside.
My neck. Whoops.
They've all fallen on the floor, haven't they? Right, who's going in the tractor?
Oh, what are you doing in the tractor?
I don't think the whole board will go in the tractor. Let's just put the animals and the farmer in the tractor.
Trying. Oh dear.
Yes, that's because it's too big, Thomas. The jigsaw puzzle is like a field. It's where all the animals are sitting. You can't put a whole field in a tractor. You take the animals one at a time out of the field and load them into the trailer.
Not you.
That's Purdy.
Meow.
Meow.
Pino.
No, don't shout at her.
Mummy, do a farm.
Would you like me to help you?
Yes.
You come and sit down then.
Minute. Picking pieces up.
You're picking the pieces up, are you?
Yeah.
Just a minute, you're picking the pieces up. Right.
Looks better.
Is that better? Good.
Picking it. A ball,
How's Mummy shown you to get that out of the jigsaw? That's right, with your finger at the back. Right, let's take the field away.
No! It's down there! Put the finger out there!
That's right, you put it in, push your finger to push it out.
No!
And are we going to put the animals into the trailer? Well, if we are, he doesn't need to go back in the field, does he? Look, he can go straight into the trailer.
No!
Is that not what you want to do?
No!
I'm sorry.
No, I do!
You want to do the jigsaw again?
Yes!
Right, well, there you are.
Let me do it.
Okay. Do you think the sheep goes there?
Yes.
What do you think the sheep's called?
Balaam.
Oh, could he be called Sean the sheep?
No, Don the sheep. No.
No. And where does the piggy wig would go?
Yeah.
What do you think the pig could be called? Percy?
No.
Percy Pig?
No, Percy Pig.
No.
No.
What about the cockerel?
Not
Colin the cockadoodle-doo?
Yeah.
Colin the cockerel? And Daisy the cow?
No, Daisy the cow, no.
No. Or Clarabelle the cow?
No,
I guess who's missing? No. Who's missing?
It's like you!
The farmer!
No!
Where's the farmer gone?
No, I missed one!
He's gone missing. Oh, he's there, Thomas. Look under the table at your side. Can you see the farmer? What was that song we sang the other day? The farmer's in his den. The farmer's in his den. E-I-E-I, the farmer's in his den. And what does this farmer pick? A wife.
Wife. He hired a MacDonald farm.
Oh, MacDonald has a farm. Now, here's a book about pigs. It's called Everyone Hide from Wiggly Pig. We've not looked at this for a long time, have we?
No.
Wibbly Pig is counting. Everybody hide. No, Tiny Pig, not behind your scarf.
Who?
Who is sitting behind the sofa? Who's that?
Big
Pig. Why are you calling them snot? Are you thinking of snouts, you silly Billy? Are you thinking of their snouts, their noses?
Yes.
Oh, they're called snouts, not snots.
Yeah, not snots.
Snouts, that's why you're saying snot. Who is in the shower? Who's that?
Rainy.
Well, he doesn't like getting clean, this pig. He's called Scruffy Pig. He's dirty, isn't he? And he's put his umbrella up when he goes in the shower so he doesn't get wet. Who is under the towel?
Baby's clap now.
That's pig ears. He's got big ears. And who is hiding under the bed?
Yeah.
Pig twins.
They run away
again.
On the bed.
Just a second. Who is in the dog's basket? Lift up the dog's blanket.
Two ones. Not a knot.
It's a spotty pig.
What's this?
He's got spots on his head. Spotty pig. But where is Tiny Pig? No, he's not here, is he? Not behind the teddy bear? Is he under the cushion? No, he's not here, is he? That was a ball behind the cushion. What about that cupboard at the top? Do you think he's hiding in the cupboard? No, he's not there either. No, that's Scruffy Pig looking for Little Pig.
Not.
Is that Tiny Pig's hat? Is it Tiny Pig's hat?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that Tiny Pig's scarf? Yes, it is. But where is Tiny Pig? Here he is! Tiny Pig is counting everyone high.
Two!
I was going to say that's rampant. Well, did you enjoy that story?
Yeah, again, again.
Again, again. Everyone hide from Wiggly Pig.
Not, not.
He's not called the snot. No, no, you're thinking of his nose and it's called a snout.
Snout.
A snout.
Snout. This is our new thing.
What's the matter with her? Why is she crying? Leave her
alone.
No, you don't smell her. Everyone hide from Wiggly Pig. They're playing hide and seek, aren't they?
Yes.
It says you can lift the flap to help Wiggly Pig find his friends. But can you see Tiny Pig? Wiggly Pig is counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone hide. No, Tiny Pig, not behind your scarf. All the other pigs are finding places to hide, but Tiny Pig's just hiding behind his scarf, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who is behind the sofa?
Snot, snot.
No, not Big Snot, not Big Pig.
Snot,
snot. Have you noticed Big Pig's wearing a t-shirt like Mummy has, a blue and white stripy t-shirt? I'm not wearing it today.
No.
Who is in the shower? Who's in the shower? Who's that?
Women, a rain cover. Cover, rain cover.
A rain cover, it's very clever, that's an umbrella. You have a rain cover on your pushchair, don't you? But this is actually an umbrella, this is something he's holding. Who is under the towel? Who's under the towel? It's pig ears.
Yum. Crying.
She's crying. Purdy's crying. I don't know why. What's the matter? Who is hiding under the bed?
It's not.
No, not. It's not. It's not. Baby silly. They're two identical pigs, so what are they called?
No, it's not.
No, you're being silly now. Two identical pigs, so they're called pig twins.
Pig twins.
Pig twins. And who is in the dog's basket?
The doggies. Lots of dogs.
Lots of dogs. How many dogs can you see, Thomas?
1, 2, 3, 4 doggies.
No, there's more than 4 doggies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Doggies.
How many?
1 doggy.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 doggies and 1.
No.
No, 1 pig.
No,
one
no.
Pig called no. Spotty Pig.
No.
But where is Tiny Pig? Is he there?
No.
Is he under the cushion?
No.
Is he in the, there's a football under the cushion, yeah. Is he in the cupboard?
No.
Where is he? Where is he? Where has he gone? Oh, is that Tiny Pig's hat? Yes, it is, isn't it? I've got to turn the whole page. Is that Tiny Pig's scarf?
Not open it. Don't open it.
You open it, that's right. But where is Tiny Pig? Where's Tiny Pig? Where is Tiny Pig? Yeah. And now it's Tiny Pig's turn. Tiny Pig is counting every one to five. What's the longest matter with you, Birdie?
Not worry, Birdie and Tally.
You tell her not to worry.
Not worry.
Not worry, Birdie.
Oh dear. What happened, Birdie?
Why are you saying, oh dear, what happened? What's happened to
Birdie?
What's happened to Birdie?
I love you.
Oh, did you say I love you to Birdie?
I love you.
I love you. Oh, did you hear that, Birdie? Thomas said he loved you. That's nice, isn't it?
A big cuddle.
You want to give her a big cuddle?
Aww.
Oh, you're being a nice gentle boy, aren't you?
Poo Father, thanks.
You see, Thomas, when you're nice and gentle to Birdie like that, she stays with you, doesn't she? She much prefers it when you're nice and gentle to when you're screaming and chasing her and trying to pat her. That isn't nice, is it?
Yeah.
Birdie could be a real good friend to you, couldn't she? If you let her.
Snap, snap.
No, don't call him snap, snap. That's not real.
Nice, nice, nice.
No, that's silly.
That's really no. Nice, no, snap.
Lots of different animals have different purposes.
Do snap, snap. I was not.
Birdie has a nose and dogs have noses. But we've been talking about elephants who have trunks for their noses. And pigs have snouts.
Snouts.
Snouts. It just means nose, Thomas. Doesn't it?
Under the bed.
Under the gate?
Under the bed.
Under the
bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed. Under the bed.